一応無変性and お盆。
Japanese Zen monk Shoichi Makabe is chanting a prayer at the Kaize Maru Memorial Marker near Sealing Cove. As he intones his blessing, Makabe strikes a small chime with a metal rod. Onlookers stand nearby in silence. A few of them have their hands pressed together and their eyes closed. Makabe's great uncle captained the Kaize Maru, and Makabe makes annual visits to Sitka to see the memorial. On this day, he's here to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the ship's last journey, one that started in Shiogama, Japan, and ended at the bottom of this harbor. The Kaize Maru was a 68-ton schooner. In 1909, a series of bad storms blew it into Alaskan coastal waters. Witnesses told authorities that they saw crew members poaching fur seals, which led the deputy marshal at the time to take action. Sitka Historical Society director Bob Mettinger picks up the story.
He commandeered a ship, mounted a machine gun on it, took a contingent of 10 to 15 Marines, went out and boarded the Japanese ship, the Kaize Maru. Shots were not fired, but it was tense.
The crew of 30 was arrested and jailed in Sitka, and then sent to Juneau, and then held there for months. These guys found themselves in the wrong place, at exactly the wrong time in history. Not long before, the Japanese had been warring with the Russians. Tensions were mounting around seal hunting rights, and...
And on the West Coast, this yellow peril, this fear and almost loathing of immigrants from China and Japan, all of that was going on at this period of time, and the newspapers of the time kind of fed this with the initial reports.
After about 4 months, they were tried and acquitted of the poaching charge.
So this jury of 12 white men said not guilty on the poaching charges. They were found guilty on not reporting into the customs agent that they were in American waters, but the testimony also indicated they tried to find out where they were to go, but language difficulties between a Tlingit man and a Japanese man, it just didn't work very well.
So they were deported, but instead of returning to the Kaize Maru, the men were sent by steamer from Juneau to Seattle, and then to Japan. Mettinger says that's where the story goes from sad to tragic. The Kaize Maru's captain knew his crew would not be paid, and he knew that he had lost an entire hunting season and that he would have to face the ship's owner and explain the loss. So, one day shy of arrival, he jumped overboard and killed himself. He left behind a wife and a 2-year-old daughter. A couple years later, in a bad storm, the Kaize Maru sank to the bottom of what would become Sealing Cove Harbor. Its wreckage stayed there until 1983, when workers were dredging out that harbor. Archaeologists were called in to look at the wreckage, and now the ship's anchor sits underneath a small shelter right near the memorial marker at the water's edge. The history of this ship isn't really talked about in Japan, Makabe says, because of the captain's suicide. Atsuo Tsudona translates.
He didn't come home, so the family didn't want to speak up in their hometown. That's a reason why the nowadays in Shiogama or the home port of the Ishihama, the people do not bring up this history in the public.
Makabe says his temple in Sendai, Japan, has more than 680 years of history behind it, and that he sees the journey of the Kaize Maru as part of that history.
I'm very, very glad to see all the people to join this ceremony today.
Makabe said he received an artifact from the ship during his visit to Sitka, and he'll bring it back to share it with people in Shiogama. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.